Oh, yeah. Just another fine, fine Saturday morning. There's no football this week. No, I shouldn't say that. There's no Eagles football this weekend, but there is football. I wonder what people do. But anyway, good morning. We're at the fabulous, sensational Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Now we broadcast, and we've been doing it for a few weeks now, from the Sportsbook, which is a terrific, terrific place. You know, the great thing about the Sportsbook, as I sit here and get ready to do the show, all the lines are up on the screens. The games, the schedule, the games are on a scrolling video board. So you're reminded of everything that's going on. And the lines are the most up-to-date lines for the college and pro football as well. But whatever. That's where we're broadcasting from. But there's, even without an Eagles game, there's so many things that WIP has created this week to talk about. And I used the word, I emphasized the word created, to talk about. But that's what we do. I mean, I'm part of it, but I try not to create it. I try to deal with it, with the sometimes overblown creations that happen. But I mean, that's part of the deal. All right, no Eagles game. And let's start with that. There's no Eagles game. So, I mean, what do you do with yourself this weekend? People, I know fans and people, they're like locked in. Their schedule is locked in for a football game on the weekend. Now, whether it's Sunday or Monday, like next weekend, they won't have a football game either because the Eagles play on Monday night in Kansas City. It's a long time off, which is nice, but so does Kansas City have that time period off. It gives Travis Kelce this nonsense of getting a private plane to Buenos Aires. Is that where he flew to, where Taylor Swift has her tour going on? That whole thing is like so over the top. As a Swiftie, I'm done with it. Not done with her. I'm done with that. It's just every social media post. But I don't want to get into that. I really don't want to talk about it, honestly. But no game, so what do you do with yourself? But we can also, as we have done this week, kind of look at this team. I've never seen, I shouldn't say never, because in this town, it's never, never. The complaining and bitching about an 8-1 team. And there is a lot of complaining, a lot of complaining, that they're not good enough. Tell me what team, and I look at this, I'm looking at this, I think, honestly. Tell me what team in the NFC, I'm not going to say the NFL, I don't get, you know, obviously there might be better teams, and there probably are better teams in the NFL, in the AFC, in the other conference, in the AFC. But tell me what team is better in the NFC. Right now, what team is better? And then we can, the Cowboys fans, you know, they chirp a lot, but they're not chirping now. You know, they are, maybe they crawled back into the muck and grime, but yeah, I love the Cowboys fans. I don't love, no, I'm saying that facetiously, that say, oh, yeah, well, they should have won. And it's a moral victory. Oh, they should have won. They're the better team. In the end, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. Don't results of wins and losses count? Isn't that what counts? The result of wins and losses. And if I you know, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't the Eagles win that game last Sunday against the Cowboys? I don't care whether the game ended on the 2-yard line. I don't care if it ended on a 1-inch line. Hey, Dick Vermeil won his only Super Bowl, and the game ended basically on the 1-foot line in that Super Bowl. I'll never forget. I've been to 41 Super Bowls, so it's sometimes you don't remember where they are, and you don't remember which Super Bowl it is, what number it is, but you do remember the things that happened in the Super Bowl. But it ended on the 1 foot line. Was that a moral victory for Tennessee? I mean, it's a joke. These Cowboys fans are a flat out joke. But your thoughts on where the Eagles stand at the halfway point? A lot of Phillies discussion this week. They had the general managers meetings. And actually, I didn't even know about when I was on the air on Tuesday, and I ran off some of the things that I have been told are likely to happen and what the Phillies' thinking is. And then it started to kind of disseminate itself on social media Wednesday and Thursday. You know, the story about Aaron Nola. Now, just because his agent wants 7 years doesn't mean he's going to get 7 years. But I wouldn't be surprised if he gets 6 years at you know, $30 million a year. And the Phillies are not going to, from what I've been told, the Phillies are not going down that road. They'd like to have Aaron Nola back, but not 6 years. Four, I think they might stretch it to five. But I don't know that people want him for 5 years. I mean, he throws a lot of innings. He's been a good pitcher. He's not a number one. He's a number two on this staff and maybe most staffs. But the Nola thing, Harper playing first base, and then the day after I mentioned it, Dave Dombrowski at the general manager's meetings confirmed what he knew a week after the season ended. He knew this a week after. Bryce Harper wants to play first base. And he played a good first base. That's okay. I'm okay with he wants a lot of things. I don't think you should give him everything he wants, but he played a really good first base, so I'm okay with that. But that's the end of Rhys Hoskins, who I think was a real important part to this lineup. And then people don't give him enough credit. If he was on this team and in this lineup for the playoffs, I think the Phillies clearly had a better chance to get to the World Series because he just doesn't hit home runs. He hits doubles. He gets base hits. He doesn't normally swing at bad pitches. He is a better hitter than a lot of the guys they have in that lineup. So that, and then Castellanos. He wants to play in Miami only because he lives there. I mean, but they might be able to get a pitcher out of Miami. So who knows? But I wouldn't be. Would anybody be opposed to trading Nick Castellanos? I mean, he's had some really good ups, but some really bad downs in his season. So we can talk about that. A lot of Phillies talk, and the other thing, which is, it's ridiculous, and I'll explain the reason it's ridiculous. This because somebody at WIP came up with a cute phrase. I'll call it cute. Trout fishing. Oh, man, that's really cool. Mike Trout, for multiple reasons, will not be playing with the Phillies next season. Will not. For multiple reasons. And I like Mike Trout. And I wouldn't be opposed to having him here, but that's not the issue. The Phillies don't want to go down that road. Even if California, let's say he's making $40-some million a year, I think. Even if California, the Los Angeles Angels, pay $15 to $20 million of that, that's still a lot of money on your payroll. You're going to have to sign Wheeler. That's the thing with Nola. The next couple of years, you're going to have to sign Boehm. Stott's a little ways away. They're going to make some trades, and they're going to pay a free agent to come here. If they trade Castellanos, they will be able to get a free agent outfielder. I really believe that. I believe in Dave Dombrowski. And I still believe, even though right now this team is not a World Series team, I believe that next year and the year after, the Phillies have the best chance they've had to get to the World Series. And I think they have a really good chance to get to the World Series, and I haven't seen what the final construction of the team is. One thing that's got to happen, and Rob Thompson has got to get rid of the computer, tell those analytics nitwits and nerds, they hand them all that data that, now, listen, let me just manage this team as a baseball guy. And at the top of the lineup, speed is good. Whether the analytics say it's good or not, speed is good. You create a little bit of havoc. You're still going to get hitters down in the lineup. to get fastballs. So I stop with the analytics. Just stop. You know, all these X-gens and millennials and all this nonsense with analytics. Stott and Turner at the top of the lineup. Stop with all this. This Schwarber nonsense. And Schwarber's a great guy. He's going to hit home runs wherever he hits in the lineup, because if there's runners on, he's going to get his fastball, and that's obviously what he looks for. So we can talk about that and this Trout stuff. You got to stop. It's just going to break your heart. And Bryce Harper, I think he said that a while ago. It's not like he said it recently. If you don't think I'm going to call Mike Trout to come and play with the Phillies, well, that's great. But even though Bryce Harper, he's a terrific player, he's not the general manager. And we got to stop, or the Phillies have to stop. And they've listened to him at times. It's like Snell is a buddy of Bryce Harper. Snell would be a good pitcher, probably win the Cy Young, be a good pitcher. But he's only like a five-inning pitcher. But depending on what you have to pay him. But you can't let a player, I don't care if it's Bryce Harper or somebody else, make decisions for your team. You cannot let that happen. Something I don't know how to stop myself. Today there's a game, and I'm rooting for a side that I can't believe I'm doing this. Michigan is at Penn State. Nothing against the University of Michigan, but Jim Harbaugh is Bill Belichick in disguise. That's who he is. He's a cheater. And to whine and say you didn't do it, these guys lie until it's the truth. Well, it'll never be the truth. They know he cheated. They know his record dramatically changed once he started sealing signs from the other teams, and he had somebody out there. And to say he didn't know about it is a joke. He obviously did know about it. And he's been suspended for 3 games. I think he should be banned from participating in the conference championship and the national championship. So I'm telling you, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm actually rooting for Penn State. Oh, my gosh. I'm rooting for Penn State today. I can't believe I'm saying this. To eliminate them from a national championship chance. You can't have them play in the national championship or for the national championship. Can't do it. So I can't believe I'm saying I'm rooting for Penn State and James Franklin. No, I'm not rooting for James Franklin. I'm just rooting for Penn State. Hopefully James Franklin just goes and stays in the locker room. But whatever. We talk about that. And today I want to touch on something because WIP got a call from a police officer. I don't know what township. I don't know where it is. He was pulling over somebody while he was calling WIP, and it made a big splash. But he didn't make himself out to be a star. He just did what he did. He had a lot to say while he was pulling somebody over. His name was Pete. But now the other callers that think they're stars on WIP, it's all about them. They're the best caller. No, I'm the best caller. No, I'm the best caller. Oh, you can't compare to me. Oh, no. I mean, it's caller on caller crime. So one of the things I want to talk about today, I'd like to talk about the caller you like the most and the caller you dislike the most. And we're really going to get into caller-on-caller crime. I want to do a little bit of that. And our question today, to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, for people that have been out there, they know it's a great place. Terrific place. Great place to watch the games. Really, really good food. You can't miss when you go to any one of the 3 locations in McGurk's, Horsham, Lionville, and Fort Washington. So we have a $100 gift certificate to McGurk's based on the kind of a little bit of the Mike Trout stuff. In the last 20 years, I might squeeze 21 or 22. In the last 20 years, and you're going to have to think about this, it's not just one player. the best two players in baseball over the last 20 years. The best two. And the best combination is going to win. The best combination. And there's a lot of really great ball players. Mike Trout was one of them. It's a shame. He's a great, great, one of the top three players in baseball. But he's hurt. And but whatever. You can put Mike Trout on there, but you got to have a combination of players. All right, let me give you the numbers. I don't have to give it to you 100 times in one segment. Because you know the number. You know the number. 215-592-9494. I see Captain Cowboy's on the line, but I'm going to make him just, he's going to have to wait a little bit. All right, let's go to Ron. Ron and Monco. What's up, Ron?
Howard.
Yes.
Good morning. You got a lot of stuff. You got my head spinning over here.
Well, that's all right. But you know what? It needs a spin because is there anything inside that head of yours?
This is a full vessel over here, buddy.
Oh, okay. Full vessel. That's a good line.
Yeah. Well, let's start with the Eagles.
Yes.
Okay, that's a simple answer. I mean, you know, what just happened like 4 or 5 weeks ago? Our Phillies got knocked out, which was pretty traumatic. Okay.
And people I tried to warn people, you can't just hit home runs and think you're going to win baseball games.
Yeah. Okay, well, they choked. That's the bottom line. They choked. They were hitting. They were hitting doubles, triples, home runs. They were hitting everything, and they just choked. And Castellano, I'll pack his bag for him. Okay, next. The Phillies. I'm going to tell you something right now, because you like to make predictions, and usually you're pretty good. You're pretty good with it. You know.
Yes, I am.
You are. I'll give you an example with you. Dak Prescott, total loser. Okay? The Sixers.
He's not a winner.
Total bust. Okay. I said that last week. He's not a winning quarterback.
No, he's not.
He's not a winning quarterback. Okay. So, I mean, you're right about a lot of stuff, but I'm going to give you my prediction over here, okay, with the Phillies. Okay. When Dombrowski's done with this team and he's moved on, okay, the Phillies organization is going to be roadkill. Okay, it's going to be roadkill. And I'll tell you, when who's done? Dombrowski is done with the Phillies.
It depends on who they hire. They're not going to send him packing. He's going to leave on his own. When baseball decides they're going to expand again, he put so much effort and work into getting a team in Nashville. I would be shocked if he doesn't go back.
I know. We overpaid to get him off that and bring him over here. But you know
you can't overpay. It's just not in today's.
Well, what do you mean you can't overpay? $300 million for that shortstop?
Dombrowski. Oh, I thought you said overpay.
We overpay everybody on the Phillies.
Well, that's what sports is.
Well, okay, but the Phillies are the top culprit. And I'm telling you, what do you see when they try to get rid of some of these guys with these contracts? It's like buying a new car. The Phillies with free agents, like new car. The minute you sign the papers and drive it off the lot, it drops $10,000.
What's your point?
The point is, what is he going to do next? What is he going to do next? Because he's got a lot to do there.
I don't know what he's going to do next. But guys are getting big money. It's only money.
Oh, God, it's only money. When's the last time you took your kids? I forgot, you were free. When's the last time you tried to take your kids down to the park and watch a couple games?
Well, when they were kids, I took them down to the park.
Three kids. You got to mortgage your house, dude. What are you talking about?
Baseball has still got a semblance of reality. Football's starting to get up there a little bit. Basketball, you need to go to two banks to get a loan to buy a basketball ticket. All right, our question today, do you have the two best players in the last 20 years, baseball players?
Man, that's a tough question. The two best players in my mind.
That's what I'm asking.
That's a hard question.
I thought it was a full vessel.
It is a full vessel. I'm pulling some information.
All right, I tell you, when you think about it, let me know. All right, I can't wait forever. 215-592-9494. He had a full vessel and he couldn't come up with anything. There's a lot of players out there, but the combination of the two. I see that fraud that's spelled F-R-A-U-D. The cockroaches have a hard time spelling fraud because they don't want to acknowledge what their team and their players and their owner is. But I see that Captain Fraud Cowboy on the line. But also, one of the best rants that I've heard from somebody, and this was a broadcaster, buried James Harden on that team's broadcast. I guess it was last night. It was the best, or the night before. It was the best. All right. You got the numbers. We're here. We're here for you. The question to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, the best two players in baseball. I'm just going to stick to baseball because we could go so many different routes. But there's a lot of great baseball players. There really are in the last 20 years. All right, you got the numbers. The time now is 8:22. We're at the Borgata. I told you that. Here's what's happening at the Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room. Right across from the sports book here. Great cards, lucky seats, high hands, excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. There's so many. Sebastian Maniscalco, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but Sebastian, that's all you. He was here last night, two shows, here tonight for two shows. I think he might be here, I guess, tomorrow night. He's here next week. I popped in there for a while last night and watched the best. But there's excitement all the time. Only miles away from your happy place, experience award-winning restaurants. Last week, Michael Simon, the chef at Angeline, which is a terrific restaurant, had a luncheon signing books. I actually have a book. I might give a book away today. A great cookbook he's got out on Amazon now, and it's autographed. Exciting bars and live music, big-name entertainment, spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. Action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Check it all out, theborgata.com, for more details. Money. Oh, that's what we talk about all the time in sports. Yeah, it's just, yeah, I hear you. Okay. It's a wonderful Saturday morning. A little chilly out there, but there's no rain. A warm-up during the week. Things are just terrific. Phillies are going to... The Phillies have to make some changes. Change is important in the pursuit of success, and I'll never forget that, because it's important. You don't have to change a lot, but you have to have some kind of change. And Dave Dombrowski will do that. And I think Rob Thompson will do that. I'm working on him, but not that I'm going to. I always give him my lineups, not that that makes a difference. But whatever. All right, let's go back to the phones, and let's go to John. You're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call today.
No problem.
I know you have a heavy dose of Philly, so I want to touch on that real quick. I mean, listen, to stay with the status quo as far as the Phillies is only going to end with the same result we've had. So I think that Mike Trout is the perfect answer? No, I don't.
Joe Giglio's an idiot, all right? You know, he is pumping this thing up like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I like Mike Trout. I get along with Mike Trout. I talk to Mike Trout when he comes to the games. We don't talk baseball. We just, you know, he's a great sports fan, and he's a terrific guy, and he would be really nice in the clubhouse. But I'm just telling you, not that I don't want him, but the Phillies don't. That's not the direction that they're going to go. And I don't know that he would want to come here. I don't care what Bryce Harper says. So, you know, that's the reality. Is, you know, Giglio gave me his two best players, but because he gave me two, I'm not going to tell you, because I don't know that he understands baseball enough to come up with the two best players in the last 20 years. He sent me a text. But whatever. I mean, Trout's terrific player if he's healthy. If he's healthy. And if he's healthy, then the Angels would ask for a lot more than the Phillies would be willing to give up. You're not going to get him for nothing.
No, definitely not getting them for nothing, that's for sure. And then we're going to pay for it in the long run anyway. So.
Yep. Yep.
But I also want to mention, Howard, what are your expectations for the Eagles coming out of the bye week? I mean, I know the bye week couldn't have come at a better time as far as injuries and, you know, people getting healthy. I mean, obviously our secondary is still a concern. We'll see what happens when
we get healthy.
But
the one player that I worry about a little bit, N'Kobe Dean, and they haven't said anything yet, but I'm almost positive it's a Liz Frank injury, and it's not that's not a good injury, and he's probably out for the year. You can't. That's why teams get to the Super Bowl, because they don't have a lot of injuries. That's what the Eagles were lucky with last year. They don't have a lot of injuries. But I'm worried about Bradbury. He's just not. He's not the same player. Not terrible, but he's not the same player. So the Eagles have to figure out some things on defense. But they're the best. They're the best team in the NFC. So that's what it comes
to. No, I agree with you. What would you, over this next brutal five-game stretch, I'm thinking 3-2 is a good expectation.
3-2 is a great record over the five-game stretch. Great record. Great record. And I think they're going to beat Kansas City. And I said that in the summer. I think they're going to beat Kansas City. All right. The best two players in baseball over the last 20 years.
I think you'd have to go, obviously, with Ohtani. I think that's a no-brainer. And then I'll go with a pitcher in Clayton Kershaw.
Ohtani and Kershaw. You know what's amazing? Ohtani didn't have a lot of years, so I'm going to figure out how to factor that in. I mean, the fact that he can pitch and he can hit, I got to factor that in. But that's a good guess. Thanks for the call. All right. Now, what I'm going to do now, and it's I apologize before I do it. I'm going to dumb people down. It's the dumbing down at this portion of the program. And to dumb you down would be Cowboy, Captain Fraud, whatever the hell his name is, Cowboy.
Dumb. I'm never a fraud. I don't know what you're calling me a fraud about.
Yeah,
I'm
never a cockroach.
I'm always real. And I'm certainly not a cockroach. I'm a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, you're right. A cockroach.
Buffoon. King of the buffoons and idiots. Number one, my choice for the gift pack is Ken Griffey and Derek Jeter.
You know what? I'm not taking your response because
that doesn't matter. It doesn't, because now can't nobody else use it because you're a fraud. That's why you're not going to take it.
Anybody can use anything they want.
You're a biased fraud, and you don't have.
By the way,
you're a biased fraud.
Can I ask you a simple question? Who won the game last week?
Who worked for the Eagles?
Who? I don't. I work for WIP.
You work for the Eagles.
No, I don't. I work for WIP, as does Merrill Reese and Mike Quick.
No, you don't. You work for the Eagles.
I'm telling you, my paycheck comes from WIP.
No, it doesn't. Anyway, you know what? The Eagles won the game. But you know what it was like watching that game last week?
No,
it was like watching a mother cross the street holding her daughter's hand with the officiating in that game. So you're going to tell me.
Wait a minute. The Eagles got screwed on some calls, too.
You have hands, but I call it the difference in calls. There's a hands to the face, obviously, and you pick the flag up, right? A.J. Brown couldn't have bit more catch that pass than the man the moon. But yet
I wouldn't have called roughing the passer on Dak Prescott either.
Why, you hit him 5 seconds too late in the pass,
he couldn't stop himself. If you look at the play again, you're a moron, a fraud, and a dope.
Then A.J. Brown, there's no way in hell he catch that pass. And by rule, if the pass is uncatchable, then there's no pass interference. Which there was no pass interference anyway. But according to their rules.
That's what the Cowboys fans are loaded with. Excuses! You're a moron and a dope.
It was like the Miami Dolphin game, where the Dolphins got 10 flags and the Eagles got none. It's just like that every week. And I'm still
looking at this number, 28-23.
I'm still waiting for him to
what is 28-23 remind you of? What is
28? Lane Johnson.
What is 28-23 remind you of?
Everybody else.
What does 28-23 remind you of?
Are seeing it now. Lane Johnson false starts every single possession.
No, he don't. He's quick.
He false starts every single possession. They called a false start on my left guard at the sixth when the man barely moved, but yet they can never see 65.
He's got the ball. Must have been unhappy for the last 25 years when no, your cowgirls can't get to the Super Bowl.
Here's one for you. Here's one for you. In those 25 years, right, the last time the Cowboys won the Super Bowl, they were up 5 Super Bowls to 0. And the subsequent 27 years.
You can't live in the past.
Hold on. No, I'm dealing with the present. Let me help you out. Because you Eagle fans like to keep bringing that up. So in the 30 years since then, the only ground you've gained is you went from 5 Super Bowls back to 4 Super Bowls back. Stop bragging on something that makes you look pathetic. Because in 30 years, you still haven't caught the Cowboys. You're bragging
on
that?
Just keep that so dust rag
years,
so you can dust off
you
those trophies.
The Cowboys yet, right? That's what you're bragging on.
Hey, just the Cowboys suck. How's that grab you? As long as they have Dak Prescott and Jerry Jones, they will never win a Super Bowl. Did you hear me, Dope?
There's two quarterbacks with more wins in the National Football League than Dak Prescott. Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers.
Patrick Mahomes has Super Bowls, and so does Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers has one, and nobody on the Eagles has any.
Mike McCarthy was the coach, who's another dope.
Except Nick Foles. Nobody on the Eagles has any except Nick Foles. He's the only quarterback. Yeah, right. I know you had to know, because I shamed you again, clown.
Beat it. Beat it, you loser. You are a loser. Bam, you're on WIP.
What's up, my idol? What's going on, King?
Hey, what's happening, Bam?
Not much. I called today because, I'm talking about the Phillies. You know, I think whoever came up with that saying trout fishing, not cutting it. And he's not coming here. He is not coming here. And I agree with you about that one.
You know what? I would love to see him play with the Phillies, but you'd have to be concerned about the injuries. But Mike Trout is a terrific player. However, here is the reality. The Phillies don't have interest in going after Mike Trout, and that's what I was doing. So
I believe it. I agree with you about that one, too.
I'm just trying to give you a heads up. That's all.
Yep. Hey, Howard, I got a question for you before I give you some of my answers to the questions you asked me. Do you be at the Sixers game?
When?
Ever. Any game.
Yeah, I was there the last game. That's the first game I went to because the Eagles season has kept me so busy, but that's the first game I went to.
Well, if you're going to be in the Wells Fargo, January 12th, I'm going to be there. I just got my friend.
Well, you're going to see the player on Sunday night. You're going to see the player the Sixers could have had if Daryl Morey wasn't such a fraud. And traded for Tyrese Halliburton and Buddy Hield instead of James Harden.
Right.
You got rid of James Harden. Well, he got James Harden in the first place. He wasted 2 years. Joke.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
right.
A joke.
I mean, I'm saying because I'm going to be – my friend got me tickets to the game, but he was supposed to be sitting in the 200 level, but somehow he managed to get me –
How about the way the NBA sets up the schedule? They have Indiana here 2 games in a row, Sunday and Tuesday. What a terrible – I mean, schedule's terrible. The in-season tournament is one of the bigger jokes in sports. It is a joke. It's in-season tournament. What does that mean? We're going to have a parade for an in-season tournament? I mean, it's a joke. It is a total joke. Trying to make the games important. The regular season garbage is what it is. That's what it is, garbage.
You're right. And I agree with you. And then I don't know how ESP likes that, but I don't know.
Well, he's a dope, too. I mean, Captain Clickbait is a dope, so let's get over that part of it, too. All right, your two best players in baseball in the last 20 years.
Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas. And who?
I want to say, that Cowboy guy, I don't know if his answer is taken, but he said it. He said my answer.
Frank Thomas and who?
Griffey.
Okay. Griffey Jr., obviously.
Griffey Jr., and then your other question, caller on Caller Crumb.
Yeah, I got to get it. Who is the caller you like the most and the caller you like the least?
The caller I like the least is Richard from Lansdale, and the caller I like the most is Herb from the Northeast. You need to get...
You like Herb? Herb adds nothing except a lot of gibberish and a lot of garbage.
No, but here's the thing.
And a lot of nonsense.
Here's the thing with Herb. I don't know if you listen to Ricky Ricardo's show, but he told Ricky that he called the Mets up to try to be the general manager of the Mets.
I know. And you like him the most?
No, I like him because he thinks he's a pimp, He thinks he's a pimp. He can. He thinks he's a pimp. Did you hear what he said to Johnny Marks the other day?
I try not to listen when Herb's on, but go ahead.
He said he was at Chicken and Pete, and he said he got the girl's number, and he, instead of texting her, he called her, right? So he didn't know that I was with the girl.
Here's the thing that Herb's got to understand. He could have a fistful of hundreds and have no chance at a woman. A fistful of hundreds. All right?
Yep.
All right. See you later, man. All right. Take care. Have a great weekend. You know, they don't make $500 and $1,000 bills anymore, to my knowledge. He could have a fistful of $500 bills and still not have a chance in a woman. It's Herb. Please, with Herb. 215-592-9494. We're at the Borgata. We're at the sports book here at the Borgata. It's Herb. Yeah, caller on caller crime. The caller you like the most and the caller you like the least. And we'll see what you come up with. Just, you know, just for laughs and giggles. All right? And we still have our question. The two best players in baseball in the last 20 years. The time now is now 8:42. And I know it's hard being so busy, but you got to get your life under control. Sometimes it's errands. You get that done. The groceries, good time for a reward. Good time to enjoy something. You know the one, your favorite, that would be Tasty Cake. A Tasty Cake treat is a way to enjoy things. Delicious crimpet. I grew up on butterscotch crimpets. Grew up on them. And peanut butter candy cakes, for that matter. They are really, really good. No matter where you are, choose what feels right and enjoy it. You've earned it, and you know you deserve it. Delicious. Any time of the day, anytime. Tasty Cake, except no substitutes. 94, it is WIP. A little caller-on-caller crime today. I got a message on, I guess this is Facebook. I think it's Facebook or Twitter. One of the two, Facebook or Twitter. Worst callers. This guy has a whole list. Gus, Mike from Exton, Rich from San Francisco, Jerry the truck horn guy, Tom from Alabama, Steve from Egg Harbor, Angry Al, and all the cockroach cowboy callers. It is beautiful. Let's go to Mark. You're on WIP.
The king. That's correct. Why are you letting these people call you up on your show when you're just sitting here on a Saturday morning? I mean, I know you never had a bad day in your life, King, but still. You're going to let these guys rattle your cage. I know they don't, but, man, I don't even want to hear their voices, King.
Whatever. It's all good. Well, King, it's all good. It's not all good. It's some bad, but whatever.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, sometimes I like when you bust your chops anyway. Fraud, I wanted you to call the one guy a dope because he says you don't pay for tickets, but I'll tell you something. I can name a few times where you had me come down on the air. One time I came down there and barked like a dog because I used to crank call you as a teenager and kid. I've been listening to you for a long time, man. You're a staple here. Spike, you raised him the right way in the business anyway.
Well, I'm trying. It's just going on deaf ears now. I'll never stop trying.
Yeah, I hear that. That's a good thing. That's a father. But anyway, Howard, I don't mean to stroll down memory lane, but I would like to talk a little bit about the Phillies. I just think when I was listening to the station when they were, you know, playing in the championship game and leading up to that, everybody was crowning this team and saying they were better than the 08 team. I'm sitting there and I'm laughing, and in my head, I'm like, they're cursing this team as they say these things because these guys haven't won a thing yet. So, you made a great statement, Howard. Like you said that about when you were talking about the money, it doesn't matter. I don't know how you put it, but it was a great statement.
It's unfortunate, but the money is just out of control. It's just out of control, right. And I think that's hurt sports. Sure. But it's not going back.
No, it's a shame, Howard. If you could play for your locality, I mean, I'm sure there'd be people, you know, cheating or whatever, however you want to call it, moving in and stuff, but. It would just sometimes you play for pride, man. You know, these guys, like, you think about the college kids that were just playing to make it to the pros. Sometimes it's a little more interesting. They're playing, you know, they give it that 110%, you know, I know it's kind of cliche, Howard, but, you know, it's when they're playing for money like that, you know, look at the guy the Sixers just unloaded. You know, I understand it's a business, but at the end of the day, man, people pour their heart and souls into this. This is what they spend their money on. They go to work.
Exactly,
they go to
right.
go
All right,
do
so
this.
So what do you think? What do you think the Eagles about the Eagles so far this season?
I feel like the Eagles are one of them teams. It's just like a typical Philadelphia fashion. You know, like you said it best. They're going to beat Kansas City. You know why? Because the game doesn't mean anything besides, you know, it's a win. It's a win in a win column.
No, it does mean something.
Day,
well,
it
means something. You need the wins. You do need wins.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but you could lose that game and still make the Super Bowl. Am I wrong?
Yeah, what's that?
I said you could lose that game to the Chiefs, but yet still make the Super Bowl, right?
Well, yeah, but the five game stretch is really tough. So,
no, it is. It is. I think
you
want to
have the best record because you want a bye. You
sure.
Want
oh, yeah.
Bye.
You play to win, Howard. You play, just like gambling. You play. You're at the Borgata. I deal cards online. I work all around in these casinos. You play to win. You don't
best,
go to lose.
Your two best. Two best.
Remember Mariano Rivera? There ain't ever been nobody like that, and he's played. You know, in this 20.
Okay, Rivera and who? I need two.
Rivera and let's go, Mike Trout.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Why not hometown guy?
Well, yeah, he plays for the Angels, but he's an Eagles fan. That's important. You know what? I want to play this James Harden thing, but I'm going to wait. We're going to start off the next hour. This broadcaster in Dallas just buried him. I mean, it was one of the best rants I've heard. Peter, you're on WIP.
Howard, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Peter. How are you?
Never had a bad day in my life. I don't even know why I asked the question. I knew the answer.
Well, yeah, but you know what? You got to keep it that way. It's still a hell of a streak.
It's great. Yes, sir. I wish I had that streak. So last week I called and made kind of a hoopla, and you brought up this morning the Eagles thing and people being basically curmudgeons about the Eagles. I don't understand it. We're 8-1, folks. People say we get outplayed. I'd much rather be outplayed than outscored, and we've been outscoring 8 of our 9 opponents. So I'm happy with that. I'm pleased with that. I'm great where we are going into the bye and this pretty tough stretch coming ahead.
The numbers are actually pretty good offensively.
They are. If you look at the stats, we're up there in a lot of categories. Top 5. Hurts is still looking good. I don't understand the criticism, especially from the Eagles fans. I don't get it. This team is more impressive to me this year.
It's Philadelphia.
But yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry. I'm far more impressed with this team than I was with last year's because they're playing with less.
Well,
playing with a lot of changes,
you
new
know
coordinators.
What? Last year's team was really good. That was really
100%.
Good.
But we also had an easier schedule. This team has a lot more ahead of it. They're going up against a lot more.
Yeah, well, we'll see. The next five games will be a real indication.
I will be happy with 3-2, but I'm thinking 2-3.
Yeah, you know what? Either one, 3-2 would really be good. 2-3. They can't lose. Here's what they can't do. They play Dallas at Dallas Sunday night at Seattle the next week. They can't lose both of those. And unfortunately, I think they'll likely lose to Dallas because those teams I always thought were going to split. So if they lose to Dallas, they can't lose the next week at Seattle.
We have not done well in Dallas.
Well, Dallas's home field is not it's not one of the better home field advantages. Everybody thinks, oh, the home field. It's not one of the better.
It's absolutely not. And I went to a Monday night game there last year or the year before, whatever year that was.
I don't like the stadium. It's
terrible.
You're too distracted. You're too far away. All right, the two best players in baseball over the last 20 years.
Mariano Rivera and Derek Jeter.
Rivera and Jeter. All right, that's your combination.
Callers, if I can.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Cole,
yeah.
You're the best and the worst.
I like Chuck a lot, and I can't stand Herb. I don't get it.
I don't get Herb either.
I don't. It makes my skin crawl every time
he
comes.
He's rude at the show. He comes to Chickies and Pete's, and we're on the air, and he's yelling at us. Come on, Herb. It's a radio
ridiculous.
Show, genius.
And I don't know why Marks and Reese put up with him and entertain him. To me, he's like a whack pack for them.
Maybe they want to clown at times during the show. Who knows?
But all right. It's enough already.
All right. Thanks for the call, Peter. Have a great weekend. Chuck is the best, huh? And Herb is the worst. Yeah, okay. We'll see. This is caller on caller crime day, too. since they were doing it during the week, because somebody got acknowledged of doing something nice or good, and then somebody who thinks they're the star, just, well, whatever. Whatever. 215-592-9494. I'm going to get to that rant on James Harden, because you're going to love it. And then we'll get back to the calls. See, there's another Cowboy fan. This guy is a pure dope. But we'll do all that. We're at the Borgata, and we're broadcasting live from the Sportsbook here at the Borgata. The time now is 8:56. Or it is WIP, hour number two. Eagles, no game this weekend. What the hell are you going to do with yourself? Thoughts on the first half. Lots of Phillies talk. We haven't had a lot of Phillies chatter so far, but they're going to do something. And if they don't do anything, they're going to be in the same situation they were this year. But I think they will do something. And Mike Trout is not coming to Philadelphia. Let's kind of move on from all that nonsense. You know, I'm rooting against Jim Harbaugh, but that means I'm rooting for Penn State. It's terrible. He is such a fraud. Bill Belichick Jr. Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40. Here at the Sportsbook, a lot of people are betting Penn State because Harbaugh's not there. They already have the game plan in. Whatever. Mark Lawrence at about 9:40. And caller on caller crime, the best, worst, and the overrated callers. You've gotten a few people that have chimed in on that since they're all jealous of one another if they're considered the best. All right, our question for the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, one of the great places to watch games, enjoy food. They're located, I mean, it's really a good place, great places. Horsham, Lionville, and Fort Washington. And the best two players in baseball over the last 20 years. All right, was it last night or the night before? The broadcaster on the post-game show for the Dallas Mavericks, his name is Brian Damaris. One of the best rants I've heard concerning James Harden. Let's go for it. He is the problem. He was the problem. He's not a winner. He's a loser. Hey, they lost the other night in Brooklyn. It was that party in New York afterwards. Does he really care about winning and losing? Does he really care about winning and losing? The answer is no. Daryl Morey is an idiot and a fraud for trading for him, because he had him in Houston. He knew what he was. Talented, yes. Kind of sad that he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's going to disparage the other Hall of Famers because he's got talent. Not because he's a winner. He's not a winner. He is so far from a winner, it is a disgrace. It is a disgrace. And the Sixers wasted 2 years. 2 years with that stiff. What a disgrace. All right. Speaking of disgraces, Cowboy Jim, what the hell do you want today? 28-23. That's all I have to say.
Hey, Cowboy Howard. Let's start off with, you started off the show by saying, what's everyone going to watch on Sunday? They're going to watch the Cowboys. People watch football, Howard. It doesn't have to be the Eagles. And the Cowboys.
The game's going to be over after one quarter.
Listen, they're saving the NFL. Just like they saved the NFL back in the 70s, they're saving it. Everybody want to watch the Cowboys. They're not just America's team. They are the world team. Everybody loves the Cowboys, just great. Like you.
That's great.
And you travel with the Eagles. You travel with the Eagles. You stay in the hotels with the Eagles. You may not getting paid by them, but you're right up their butt wherever they go.
Well, that is obviously incorrect. I go to practice every day. I talk to players every day. I've gotten some heat from some of the things that I've said by people in the organization, and that's all right. I say what I think, and if they're good, they're good. And if they're not good, they're not good. And there were years that I buried them because they were bad. But Andy Reid made them better. Nick Sirianni is one of the best head coaches in football right now. Andy Reid's the best. Nick Sirianni, one of the top three. But the guy from Dallas is a stone-cold idiot and a dope, the coach there. They won't go to the Super Bowl. They're not going to win the Super Bowl for sure.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
Okay.
Cowboys, Bengals. It'll be Cowboys and Bengals in the Super Bowl. You can see it after they play.
23. Let me see that.
Howard, let me explain something to your limited IQ audience, okay? The Cowboys have played five away games. Five. Three home games, which they won every home game. Every home game they've won. In 2 months, they've had to deal with this. Travel is difficult. You know it. Cowboys now have home games. And in,
is Arizona a good team? Is Arizona a good team?
Are the Jets a good team?
No, the Jets are better than Arizona.
Oh, stop.
The Jets were a 500 team until last week.
Well, listen, in 1 month...
The Jets are better than Arizona. I asked you a question. You didn't answer the question.
Okay. Listen, the Jets are better.
They got dominated. They got dominated by
Arizona. All right, well, listen, the Cowboys... Listen, in 1 month, the Cowboys will be in first place. 1 month. Mark my word. They'll be in first place because the Eagles now have to do all this traveling, you know, all the poor things, back and forth.
Wait a minute. The Kansas City, then they're home for two straight games.
Yeah, against the Bills and the 49ers. We know how that's going to work out. It's going to go the other way. Because even the other hosts are saying that they're going to go 2-3 in the next five games.
Well, I don't care what the hosts say. You don't pay attention to them anyway.
Well, I don't, but I'm just saying. Okay. They think it's either going to be 1-4 or 2-3.
Okay, 28-23. Who had the 28 and who had the 23 last week?
Who was the better team? Who was the better
Eagles.
Team? Who was the better quarterback?
That's the stupidity of Cowboys fans. That is the flat-out stupidity.
But they had it was a moral win. It was a good loss.
A moral win.
Where
in the one loss, when you look at the standings, does it have – MW, does it go WL and MW for moral win?
Nine more games to go, Howard. And mark my word, in one month, the Cowboys will be in first place.
Well, I'm sure everybody's going to mark your word. Beat it. Beat it. Eric, you're on WIP.
Gotta love Cowboys fans, huh?
Losers. And moral win. It's a moral. It's like they lost the game, but it doesn't count as a loss in their minds. Morons.
The guy doesn't even know what he's talking about. This. The Eagles have played four games at home, five games on the road. They lost one game on the road. Yeah. They're 4-1 on the road and 4-0 at home.
He's a flat-out
idiot. What is he talking about?
He's a flat-out idiot. What can I tell you?
Yeah, no, I wanted to talk some Sixers real quick. I know you historically have hated the process, and I've never really been a fan either. But, you know, this whole James Harden thing, I know it's early, but how do you feel about, you know, just like the change in vibe, the change in culture? It seems like Embiid, you know, he's not doing the antics. He's not doing the...
not yet.
You know, the Twitter, you know, nonsense. I don't know. I like what I'm seeing with Tobias as a solid third option. Maxie is going to be an all-star.
Yeah, Tobias Harris is just a guy. He doesn't hurt you. He's not going to win a game for you. He's just a guy. And he won't be here next year. So he's going to free up some more money. But they played, what, eight games? Boy, Detroit is a bad team. And the Sixers came out. We're getting beat by it. It's crazy. But I can't base anything on eight games. They won a big game against Boston the other night. That was a big win. We'll see how it works out. I'm telling you, the guy that everybody should like more than anybody on that team is Maxie. Because Maxie's a guy that plays for the team. Joel Embiid plays for himself. And he's obviously a very talented player, but he plays for himself. You know, it's always like, now everything's great. Last year, he said, oh, it's just me and James Harden. And then, so he threw Maxie under the bus. And then a couple of playoffs before that. Oh, if we only had Jimmy Butler. I mean, come on. Just stop. Stop. It's never
his
fault.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so he's a talented player, but I don't think he's a winner. But we'll see. We'll see.
Right. For the baseball players, I was a little too young to appreciate Pete Rose and Nolan Ryan, but in my time,
yeah, but that's too far back. I want to try to give people that didn't get to see those guys.
Right. So in my time, the best players I've seen, the best hitter I've seen, is Ichiro And the best pitcher I've seen is Pedro.
Rivera? Oh, no, no. Who's the best pitcher?
Pedro Martinez.
Wow. You know, he was a... You know, he really was a good pitcher. I don't know if I put those both in the same... but that's it's interesting. This is what you get. You get interesting interesting answers based on the question. But I appreciate your contribution. Thanks for that.
Have a great...
Yeah, you too. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Jeff in Doylestown. Jeff, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
I've never had a bad day in my life.
So big Penn State fan here, so glad to actually have you as a fan this weekend.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. I mean, I just... I'm pretty sick. I'm ashamed of myself, but I am ashamed of myself.
But no, I wanted to get to the Mike Trout thing, actually. I completely 100% disagree with you. I think the Phillies would love to have Mike Trout.
No, they wouldn't. See, that's yeah. where people are wrong.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you three reasons, Howard. He's homegrown. He grew up a Phillies fan. He's a local kid. If they brought him over, they would sell all kinds of merchandise, more tickets. There'd be an even bigger buzz around the team than there is now. And lastly, like, he helps the lineup. He's a right-handed bat.
Well, here's the thing you have to worry about. What do you have to give up? And just so you know, but people think, oh, you won't have to give up anything. Well, yeah, yes, you will. That's number one. Number two, I hope Mike Trout doesn't have an injury the rest of his career. But he's been hurt, so you got to concern yourself with that. I'm just telling you, from what I've been told, the Phillies really don't have interest in him. But there's other players out there.
Howard, but...
Hey, listen, I like Mike Trout. I like Mike Trout professionally and personally because he's a terrific ball player when he's healthy and a terrific guy.
If he plays 80 games, he's worth more than Castellanos playing 162
games.
Well,
no, he's not. You need him more. Because then you can't. Yeah, then you have to worry about bringing players up from the minors. And we saw what... I mean, Rojas can play center field, but he can't hit a little bit. So you can't have that situation. You can't have that situation again. You really
can't.
All right.
Can I give my two baseball players?
Yep.
I mean, easily for me, Albert Pujols, he, in his first 10 seasons, you can look this up,
I know,
he had 30-plus home runs and a .300 batting average at least in his first
He had one year he had 47 home runs, hit .340-something, I think it was, or close to .340, and he only struck out 57 times. All these nitwits. Well, strikeouts don't make analytics say strikeouts don't make any difference. Oh, yes, they do. Put the ball in play, as the Phillies found out against Arizona. And who's your other one? This is the key. Who's your other one?
Miguel Cabrera. Look him up. He had 10 straight seasons with 25-plus home runs, two MVPs, five Silver Sluggers.
Yeah.
Unbelievable player.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah, interesting. Steve, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. Hey,
morning.
What's going on with the Sixers? I mean, what are they? They're 7-1. What's the difference what they're doing last year and this year?
Well, they've only played two good teams. They played Milwaukee, and they lost to them, and they played Boston, and they beat them. They've only played because when they played Phoenix, Phoenix was without two players. You can't say that Phoenix is not playing well right now. They're not a good team right now. So they've only played they've only played two good teams. People are getting caught up. It's because they got rid of James Harden. Well, part of it is because, and they have they've had many more home games, and part of it is because they're not really playing anybody difficult right now. Now, there's not a lot of good teams in the NBA, but I'd be surprised if they win. They play Indiana. How about the way the NBA set this up? They have Indiana playing here two straight games in Philadelphia, two straight games, Sunday and Tuesday. Like, how stupid is that? It's going to be hard to win both those games. And you're going to see the player with Indiana that the Sixers could have had, Tyrese Halliburton.
I'm looking for a difference between Rivers and Nurse is what I'm at.
Glenn Rivers was an average coach, but they let players do whatever the hell they wanted to do. I don't know that Nick Nurse is going to let that happen. And we'll see. Again, it's only seven games, but I like Nick Nurse as a coach. I do.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. As far
and this in-season tournament, if they win it, like, who cares? What, are we going to have a parade? I mean, please. This is like so stupid. It's the biggest joke in sports. But so your two best, well, you're going to tell me about your two best players? Or you're going to talk about the Eagles? Tell me about the Eagles.
What I want to say to the NFC, the next best team in the NFC was the Detroit Lions, but the Eagles played them, they would beat them. But that's the next best team. What the heck was I going to say? Oh, caller on caller.
Caller on caller crime. Who, the best, the worst, and the most overrated?
The worst, Chuck from Mount Airy. The best, and you're not going to like
Chuck is the worst, huh? Okay.
Yeah, Cowboy Jim.
Is he bad, too?
No, he's the best. I mean, I couldn't do what he does.
Are you a Cowboy fan?
No, hell no.
Cowboy Jim is an idiot.
I know, but look what he does every week. He's calling in to all the way up here to Philadelphia, and he's saying what he's got. I could never do that. Could you do that call down to Dallas every week consistently?
He's from the area.
I thought he was from Dallas.
No, he's not from Dallas. So
even so, he's calling in. He's the same old crap every week.
That doesn't make him good, then. That doesn't make him good. All right, your two best players.
Frank Thomas and Derek Jeter.
Did somebody say Thomas? No, they didn't say that. They didn't have that combination. Okay.
They said Thomas, but I don't think they had that combination.
No, they didn't have that combination. That's why I have two here. All right, Steve, thanks for the call. Oh, that's interesting. 215-592-9494. No. Cowboy Jim is not from Dallas. That's the pathetic thing. These Cowboys fans that aren't from Dallas, that's why it's so pathetic. But we don't hear from a lot of them. I saw there's another one up on the line. Loser. 28-23. That's all. But it's a moral victory. It was a moral victory. What a stupid, 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 stupid comment. Stupid comment. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the Borgata, as we are on Saturdays. Always fun here at the Borgata. You know, I think I'm going to be here. I'm almost positive I'm going to be here Thanksgiving weekend. So after you celebrate on Thursday and you just want to hang out, I'll be here on that Saturday. Just trying to have a little fun with all you guys. And we're in the sports book here at the Borgata. Time now is, when we come back, I want to get a little more into the best and worst caller and caller, which is caller on caller crime, which, it started this week because Pete, who is a police officer, stopped somebody while he was on the air. So he got a lot of play, and that made all the others, made some of the others jealous. So let's beat him up a little bit. Okay. And the Phillies, I don't know that anybody would really be upset with trading Nick Castellanos. I don't think so. All right, the time now is 9:19, and your life is busy. You got a lot of running around. You're doing so many different things. But every once in a while you're doing all those different things, you got to take a break. Give yourself a reward. Enjoy something. Enjoy something that you like. And you know what you like? A tasty cake treat. I know you like it. And you can have it any time of the day. It's delicious. The cakes, the pies, butterscotch crimpets are still probably my favorite. Although I like the, there's a cream pie, a tasty Claire, or I forget what it's called, which is really good. The peanut butter candy cakes are great. They're all so good. Everything's so good. No matter where you are, choose what feels right and enjoy it. You've earned it, and you know you deserve it. Tasty cake, accept no substitutes. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Saturday. What a wonderful Saturday. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And there's no Eagles game. Just kind of sit back, relax. I would love to have a camera on Jim Harbaugh during that Penn State He's not going to be on the sidelines. He's been suspended. Can you believe Michigan? What a bunch of, you know, that. And I'm going to get all over Brandon Graham on Monday night because his school is a joke. The fact that they tried to get a temporary restraining order on the suspension. The reality is they obviously had an investigation. They obviously found out he cheated. He's lucky he still qualifies for the to be able to play in the national championship. That would be the worst thing for college football if they win a national championship. They, you know, they might be one of the best teams. Well, they are one of the best teams. We'll see how good they are. Jeff, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that is you. Listen, I want to clear a couple things up with you today. Number one, back in the day, I used to see you play golf with Charles Barkley.
Yeah, we played a lot.
Yeah, at Radnor Valley. Now,
we didn't play a lot at Radnor Valley, but the pro there was a terrific guy, George.
George Forster is the man.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you.
But my club is Commonwealth, so we played a lot. Actually, we played with Gary Player at Commonwealth, which was
well. You know, Charles's swing was not as bad as what it was on that TV show.
Well, now here's the thing: his swing when I first started playing with him, he was fine. Then all of a sudden, he went to a psychologist. He had something in his head, and he had that hitch. Then he's worked with a guy in Phoenix, and he's gotten rid of it for the most part. He's much better now over the last couple of years than he was.
Well, it wasn't an act for TV? Was it an act for TV, or was it a legitimate?
No, it was legitimate, because when we played with that, no, it was legitimate. I felt bad, and at the time we played, when he had this is where I actually felt bad for him. I was a 2.7 at one time. Now, that was quite a while ago. You know, I'm not close to that now, obviously. And I used to shoot in the 70s all the time. And Charles had that hitch, and we just made fun. I felt bad that we really, it was really hard to compete and consider it real competition. But I'm glad he fixed it. He's much better. He's a much better golfer now. And I'm happy for him because you got to enjoy it, and he really enjoys playing golf. So,
okay.
I've been through all stages of Charles, all stages.
Okay. Well, listen, when you're talking about 2.7 or 70s, you were shooting in the 70s?
Yep. My two best rounds, 73 at Saucon Valley, and I was 3 over after 2 holes. Think about that.
Wow.
And then I had a 75 at Pine Valley, and I had 3 straight holes where I went bogey, bogey, bogey on the back. Think about that. I'm telling you, everything was so. I work with it was a guy named Gene Feger. He used to be at Overbrook.
He's now in Naples.
Yeah, he's now in Naples. And Gene worked with me a lot because we played a lot. He didn't work with me a lot. We played, and he could always fix it, and it was simple. It was simple. He didn't, you know, shifting all that nonsense with shifting your weight. But I worked at it. It was work. But, you know, it's just whatever. You know,
so all right. Well, I'm gonna tell you the two best baseball players. Two best. Listen, you're talking about MLB baseball?
Yeah, obviously.
Well, I'm going to tell you the two best Phillies in the last 30 years were Harper and Abreu. Abreu is the most underrated Philly that we've had in the last 30 years.
You know, he can have all the numbers he wants. He wouldn't lead off for the Phillies. He told them when they asked him to lead off. He didn't want to hit in big situations in the late innings with men on base. He would foul it off, and he was good enough to foul it off. But he didn't want to hit. He would rather take a walk. He was not. His numbers were terrific.
But his numbers were great.
I don't care about numbers. He got to win, too. James Harden's numbers were great in his career, but he's a loser.
Well, he's probably one of the top 3 Sixers of all time.
What? Okay. Jeff, you got it. Are you on drugs? Come on, man. He must be on drugs. Carla, you're on WIP.
Hi, it's Carla from Germantown.
Hi, Carla from Germantown. How are you?
I'm doing amazing, Howard. I love you, man. I love you.
You know what? That's an easy thing to do. No, I'm kidding.
I love you, man.
How can you not love me?
I know, right? I'm the same way. Yeah. But I want to talk about these Eagles, man. I really do. I listen to you every weekend. I'm at work. This is my first weekend off in 2 years, Howard.
Wow.
2 years straight. Enjoy. I'm in the healthcare business, yeah. But, I mean, I listen to you every Saturday. You're the king, man, and I'm the queen.
Okay.
Now, these Eagles, okay? I love my Eagles. I really do. I love Jalen. But and Nick is the man. He's the man.
Nick Sirianni is such a good head coach.
He's a man,
and
right?
These people that want to criticize him are real idiots. Real idiots.
Tell me about it. They jealous.
This guy is so creative and so, I mean, he does things that you wouldn't even expect
awesome.
He would do. He just.
And he's cool.
The fine details of what he tries to do for his team are terrific. Terrific.
And he's knocking them out the box.
Yep. Doing a great job.
But I'm concerned, Howard. You tell me your issues on this. I'm a little concerned about our secondary here. Our secondary, man. What do you think about the secondary?
Well, I'm worried a little about James Bradbury.
Oh. What's your issue on that? What's up?
Well, he's just, you know, maybe age has caught up to him. He's just not as good a cover guy as he was. And that the Eagles have to find a way
to work that thing out.
Yeah, to deal with that. But so I'm a little worried. It's not It's not
the end of the world. I'm concerned a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
concerned is a good worried.
Yeah, because our defensive backs is awesome. You know, they're doing good. But the secondary man, it's carrying a little bit of weight on me here. And I've been betting on this stuff. Okay.
Well, they've got to. They got to hold it together. They can't have any more.
Yeah,
injuries.
They fall apart.
Yeah, well, they're not falling apart. They're 8-1. They're 8-1. So, come on, Carla, just relax.
I know, but it's just that when I've been on
relax. R-E-L-A-X, relax.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll relax. Also, right. I want to belate a happy birthday for me. I just turned 55 last week.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, Howard. See, nobody gave me that. Nobody, because I worked on my birthday.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Now I want to go to my two baseball players.
Go ahead.
And I know I'm going to win. I know this. So everybody listen to this.
Okay.
My two best players, Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout. There you go.
All right. They're two really, really, really good ones. Ohtani, it's kind of he hasn't had that many years in the major leagues. I mean, that's an interesting, he's the best baseball player right now in baseball, for sure. Clay, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Long time listener,
calling
actually.
From Kansas City. Are you an Eagles fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what, Howard? When I was growing up, I'm 51. When I was growing up, the Chiefs were terrible. Everybody was a Cowboy fan here. I knew that sucked. So I just picked the Eagles. And I got no ties to the city whatsoever. But I am a huge Eagles fan, man.
Damn.
And I'm actually, it's funny you were talking about golf. I'm playing golf tomorrow because we're off and the Chiefs are off with three Chiefs fans. And they're going to be, giving me some trouble. So
I think the Eagles are going to beat the Chiefs. And I said that before the season started.
You know, people think that Arrowhead's a really tough place to play, and it is. But they can be beat there. I mean, look, the Lions beat them. I mean,
there's just something missing from Kansas City this year. There's just something that's not quite there. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. So I got some rapid fire stuff here, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
First of all, they don't need Mike Trout. They need to replace Craig Kimbrell. Because I've kind of become a Phillies
fan. Craig Kimbrell stinks. And he was. It was awful. Watching him even save games. He had 20 saves. I think he had 20 saves. If Alvarado didn't get hurt, he wouldn't have. But how many one-run saves did he have other than giving up a run when he was leading by two?
The roadmap to win in baseball now, especially in the playoffs, great pitching beats great hitting because they manage the staff different, and they just need to have
Well, you can't just
pitching.
Hit home runs. You can't just hit home
yeah,
runs.
Yeah, you can't just hit home runs. You got to – and look at what the Royals traded Aroldis Chapman to the Rangers, and guess who was striking guys out in the World Series? As broken down as he looked, Aroldis Chapman. So on the Sixers, I'm kind of becoming a Sixers fan because you guys are like KU East now with Oubre. Oubre's a great fit because he's a better athlete. Harden was just such a terrible athlete. He couldn't defend. I don't even know if he could dunk
anything. They wasted 2 years with him. All right, who are your two best players in baseball in the last 20 years?
My two best. I do have one more take on the Eagles, if you don't mind. But my two best players, Mariano Rivera and Justin Verlander. I think Verlander won two Cy Youngs like 12 years apart. He won it last year when he was 39 years old.
All right. I don't know if two pitchers. What's your last point on the Eagles?
The big thing on the Eagles is, if you look at what happened last week in the second half, they stayed in their rush lanes more. Rush four and five guys, keep the quarterback. They kept Dak in the pocket, and they got to it.
Well, that's the way to play against him. You want to confuse him because he doesn't know what he's looking at.
You got to keep him in the pocket, and you got to rush four and five guys, stay gap sound. That's how you beat these
mobile
quarterbacks.
Well, he's not really good at reading a defense. Hey,
no, you're
enjoy,
right.
Enjoy your golf game. 215-592-9494. Mark Lawrence coming up, and we're going to take some calls after Mark Lawrence. Try to get some more people to compete for this $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Great place. You can watch the game there, enjoy great food. There are locations in Horsham, Lionville, and Fort Washington. Two best players in baseball in the last 20 years. Mark Lawrence will take a look at the college and the pro football coming up after we take a short time out. Time now is 9:36. Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room. Great cards, lucky seats, high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Sebastian Manikowsko, whatever. It's Sebastian. I never get his last name right. Sometimes you just struggle with that last name. But anyway, he's here again this week, next week. But that's the excitement. There's all kinds of things going on. The restaurants are great. Experience award-winning restaurants. Michael Simon was here last week. He hosted a luncheon, had a book signing. He does it all. I mean, all the restaurants are terrific. Exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, as I said, and spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel and Casino doesn't stop. It is the best, not only in Atlantic City, but clearly, easily, on the East Coast. Start planning your getaway today. Check it all out, theborgata.com, for more details. All right, Mark. 94 WIP. I've got to read it before I get to Mark Lawrence. A post I got, it was either on Twitter or Facebook, talking about Cowboys. Cowboys fans in Philadelphia, no way to justify it, just a bunch of pathetic worms. You know what they are? They're cockroaches is what they are. They're losers and cockroaches. All right, joining us now to take a look at the weekend football. What a great lead-in from Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. How are you doing?
Another day in paradise here at the Borgata, Mark. I mean, how could it be any better?
You got to love that, huh?
You know, still dealing with Cowboys fans. But, hey, listen, when you check records, I want you to understand this. There's a new standings column. It goes W, L, and then MW. It's wins, losses, moral wins, moral, or MV. Moral, moral wins. So... It's just there's three columns because Cowboys fans said it was a moral victory, so MV or MW would be the third.
Oh, wins, losses, moral wins.
Yeah, right. These losers.
Yeah, I love that.
They are so pathetic. I'm telling you, Philadelphia. There's nothing like it in Philadelphia. What a bunch of losers! All right, Now let's take a look at the weekend football, college football. Who do you like?
I'm going to fade a couple of teams that are really going bad in the stats, yet they're coming favored in football games here, and I think they'll be exposed today. The first is Wake Forest. They're grabbing 2 points against NC State. Last week beat Miami of Florida, picked up their sixth bowl eligible victory last week. They beat Miami, yet they got murdered in the stats. They only gained 214 yards. Wake Forest needs two wins in their last three games to go bowling here. I think this is a great play. I think Wake Forest wins this football game straight up on the cuff. Wake Forest plus the two.
Okay. Who else do you like?
I think I'm going to fade the Houston Cougars, a bad football team who, these BYU, Cincinnati, and Houston all went to the Big 12, and they're all struggling this year. They just can't quite step up from the level they were at. But now you've got Houston going in here, coming off a road win at Baylor, where, again, they got out-yarded in the football contest. And now they're laying points to a Cincinnati football team that I feel is a much better football team. And while Cincinnati probably won't go bowling this year because they're on a losing streak here, there's a lot of history here. I think that the wrong team is favored in the football game. I like Cincinnati plus the points here as well.
Okay. All right. Now, this nonsense with Jim Harbaugh, Bill Belichick Jr., who obviously cheated. The fact that Michigan tried to get a temporary restraining order on suspension is ridiculous. I mean, who governs these guys? What, do they just run themselves and they just cheat their ass off? But now, here at the Sportsbook, there's more people betting Penn State because Harbaugh's not going to be there. I don't know if that's, you know, please excuse me and give me a pass. I'm actually rooting for Penn State today, and it's a terrible thing. I'm going to hate myself afterwards. But people are betting Penn State because Harbaugh's, but he practiced with them all week. I don't know that Penn State's the right way to go because of that situation. Do you have a thought on that game?
Well, you know, the parallel I'm drawing to all this whole thing is it's like an election coming up. You're a Democrat, but you're going to vote Republican in the Harbaugh situation here. But I do like Penn State in the football game, even regardless of the Harbaugh situation here. Number one, they've faced this horribly weak schedule coming out this football season here. This is the first decent team they're playing. They're ranked on the road with all of this cheating stuff going on around them. It cannot be good news. And there's one role that James Franklin, who we both don't like, is really good at, and it's taking points as a dog in revenge. And he's now you got him here as a home dog in this contest here. I think all this negativity with this cheating scandal works in Penn State's favor. And I'm just writing this column here for Monday, and in my column I'm going to making the point that Harbaugh was suspended the first three games of the season. Now he's suspended the last three games of the season, yet he's still hauling down paychecks.
it's a joke.
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. You know, and the good thing to this whole thing here, Howard, is next year he'll be in the NFL. He'll be rubbing elbows with Bill Belichick, and they could trade cheating secrets. That's all I can
Bill
tell Bell- you.
Bill Belichick.
Okay. I gotcha.
All right. The over-under on USC Oregon, every week you kind of take the overs. But somehow I think Oregon's a really good team, and I know USC can score. Last week it was an easy over. Somehow, just based on the fact that, you know, it's 76.5, which is big, I'd kind of lean towards the under, even though it's hard to do because USC scores a lot of points. Your thoughts?
I agree with you totally on that. Number one, USC made the defensive coordinator coaching change, which you're going to end up seeing something better from them this week. You have to. But the most important point is Oregon is a terrific defensive football team.
Yes.
Terrific defensive football team. So if Southern Cal can step up any at all, play a little bit of defense here, that's a big, tall number to get over. I'd go under that total for sure.
I'd love to see Oregon play somehow for the national championship. I think they're one of the best teams in the country.
Well, they are the best team in the Pac-12 for sure.
Yeah.
And it'll be nice when they hook up Washington in the Pac-12 title game. You'll watch to see the revenge that they get in that contest.
All right, let's take a look at the NFL. No Eagles. People are still complaining about that lack of going for a 2-point conversion. What was it, the Tampa Houston game? Or not going for the extra point to cover the number?
Yes. Right.
What a joke that was. And then if Dak Prescott gets that 2-point conversion, I guess it's a push last week for the Eagles, right? At 3?
Yeah, it would have largely pushed for sure. I mean, yeah. There was 90% threes out there. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's take a look at the NFL. Who do you like?
Again, I'm going to play, I call this that leaking oil thing where these teams are favored that can't win the stats. First play, I'm going to use Green Bay and take 3 or 3.5 against Pittsburgh, who we all know is 5-3 this year, but they've been outyarded in all 8 football games. It's absolutely pathetic. They keep winning games with smoke and mirrors doing just this. Not that Jordan Love is any kind of a quarterback that I'm in a hurry to back, but I don't like at all Kenny Pickett either in this football contest. Yet he's coming favored here. I got to grab Green Bay plus the 3 or 3.5 here.
All right. Who else do you like?
The other guy's going to be Tennessee. Again, we're going to fade Tampa, who's lost 4 in a row since their bye week, straight up and in the yards. They're not even coming close to winning football games. They're getting beat in the yards since their bye week by an average of 135 yards a game. Tennessee has the better offense, the better defense, and they're grabbing a point here. I like Tennessee plus the point here.
All right. A game I'm looking at, Justin Jefferson may be back this week. So people are going to kind of say, well, that'll make the difference. I don't think Dobbs, I guess that's the quarterback's name, he had his game. I would like New Orleans just because I don't think Dobbs is going to have a good game after all that excitement that he went through last week. Your thoughts on that game?
Well, I think that's the thinking exactly. You know, now they've got game film on Dobbs in that uniform with that football team. Mm-hmm. Terrific job that he did, you know, one of the stories of the year. But to have to come and do it again the second week in a row is probably highly doubtable. The only thing I don't like here, Howard, is the fact that they're bringing New Orleans favorite in the football game. I think this game should be pick at worst. But you have to pay a price, I think, for all this thinking about that. Yep, New Orleans is a 3-point favorite here. I wouldn't take Minnesota, but it's tough for me to lay the 3 here as well.
I just saw in the Sunday night game the Raiders became the favorite. The Jets were the favorite all week. Why did they become the favorite? Although both teams stink. But
they do. And I think you'll end up seeing the game probably close out the Jets' favorite here before it all ends. I think there's just so much anti-Jet sentiment here. Zach Wilson being running this horrible offense that they have. And the Raiders got off to that terrific start with their interim coach last week, the firings and everything. But to me, that's come back to the other way the next week. When you win in the manner in which the Raiders won 1 week, and now you're going to dress them up as a favorite the second week, that's a totally different animal here. And I would rely on the Jets defense here to get this job done.
I guess you run under the window to lay the 17 with the Cowboys.
Yeah, I can't get there fast enough. What can I tell you? It's going to 17 and a half.
Are the Giants going to score 10 points? I mean, it's a joke. But it's hard to lay 17, but there's only one way you could go if you play the game. And that's
if you play the game, right. You got to put a gun in my head, but if you put a gun in my head, all I would tell you is pull the trigger. I couldn't do it.
Okay. All right, if people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777. And on the internet at playbooksports.com. Mark, you have a great weekend. The under on USC.
Go defense.
All right, there you go. Hey, have a great weekend.
Be well. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We had a nice fella here who comes in every week to listen to Mark. Actually, when I saw that number, I'm saying, you know what? It looks, based on the way they've been scoring, I do like the under in that game. But whatever. All right. Let's try to take a couple more callers. All right, go for it there, Steve. Steve in Willow Grove, what's up?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I've never had a bad day in my life. It's another day in paradise.
Absolutely. So I feel like Michael Corleone, rid of Harden and they're pulling me back in, Howard. And I don't know whether to stay or leave because I don't know if the coach is going to work some magic here.
They're a second round exit again, and that's the way I look at
that. Come on.
Yeah, because are they better than Milwaukee? I don't think so. Are they better than Boston? I don't think so. And there's somebody else that's going to jump. Miami is always tough in the playoffs. Yeah, there's somebody else that's going to jump up this year, and that we don't think about. But whatever. It's just, and I think Nick Nurse is a good coach. It's just, they're okay. They're okay. I mean, it's just, but you got to be careful. You know, you can fall in and out of love quickly, and you got to be careful about falling in love too quickly. That's the only thing I'll tell you. That's all.
Well, yeah, they got rid of Harden. I was happy, and I'm hoping the coach.
Yeah, but you wanted it when he was traded here. You tell me, now don't lie to me. You were happy when he came here, right?
Well, of course. We got rid of Ben Simmons. We got Harden. Hopefully, you know, we're going to score.
They could have had Tyrese Halliburton.
Look. We got it. I know that, Howard. But look, hope, you know, we pray. That's all. But,
okay. All right. Give me your, before I run out of time, the two best baseball players in the last 20 years.
Well, I'm going Jimmy Rollins and Roy Halladay.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, and I appreciate your effort, no shot. No shot. This is in Major League Baseball. Jimmy Rollins, I don't think, is a Hall of Famer. Nick, you're on WIP. Nick. Nick, I can't waste time with you wasting time. Let's go to Rocco in the Northeast. Rocco, you're the last one, Rocco.
Hey, Howard, it's good to talk to you. It's first-time caller, and I appreciate you taking my call. And you are the king.
You are correct.
Hey, Howard, I just got a question. Why, I don't listen to you all the time, but you always seem to take issue with Franklin at Penn State. What's your problem
with
James
he's
Franklin? I think he's a good coach.
He's a phony. He's a terrible, a great recruiter, and a phony as a head coach. Phony. Phony. And you can spell it in all capital letters. Phony. All right? He's a terrible head coach. Terrible.
Well, I think he's done a good job since he's been there at Penn State.
Yeah, he gets players, but whatever. It's just I don't want to. I want to hit myself in the head.
But you are
rooting for Jim. Yeah, I know it's sick because I don't like Jim Harbaugh. It's sick. All right, who are your two best players in last 20 years in baseball?
Howard, I'm going to go Chipper Jones and Albert Pujols.
All right.
Hey, Howard, one more thing about callers. What happened to Arthur? I haven't heard from Arthur.
You know what? I think he's back in jail. I hope he didn't get killed. I haven't heard, but he was one of the best. All right,
when's the last
quickly,
time you heard
who's your best caller and who's your worst caller?
I'm just going to go Arthur. He's my favorite. I love Arthur.
Who's your worst?
Those cowboy cockroaches. Okay. You pick one of them, Howard.
All right. All right. Thanks for the call. All right. Dan Wilson back at the studio. Dan, we agree on this. There are really some. First of all, I think Ken Griffey Jr. is one of the best. If somebody had Ken Griffey Jr. and either Pujols or Cabrera, that would have been a stone cold winner. But they didn't. Somebody had Ken Griffey Jr. And Jeter's not in that. Stop with Jeter. I mean, that was.
You have as many MVPs as Jeter.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, he's a really good player. All right, so who did you come up with?
It's going to be Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera. So the first Jeff who called is going to be our winner today.
Jeff from where? Do you remember where he was?
There were a couple of Jeffs. I got to go back in the system, but I have his info.
All right, so they win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. The great food, great to watch games, locations in Horsham, Lionville, Fort Washington. They really enjoy going there, so that's a really great gift. But Pujols had an unbelievable career, and Cabrera, 500 home runs and 3,000 hits. I mean, it's just that those.
And the most recent Triple Crown winner.
Yeah, how about that? So that is a good one. So, Jeff, that was a good choice, Pujols and Cabrera. All right, everybody have a great weekend. No Eagles football this weekend. What are you going to do with yourself? What are you going to do? And when you watch the Sixers game on Sunday night and you see Tyrese Halliburton, just think, he could have been in the backcourt with Maxey. What a great backcourt that would have been. But Daryl Morey was the guy making the decisions. That's all I need to say. All right, Glenn and Mike Sielski are next. Is that correct? Sielski and Glenn?
That's correct. They're standing by.
And here at the Borgata, doing a terrific job, Caleb Flieger did a terrific job here at the Borgata. Thanks to everyone at the Borgata. Sportsbook is fun to do the show in. People already getting ready, already up at the windows, making their bets. The under in the USC game. The under in the USC. I'm just telling the guy at the window now. All right, everybody have a great weekend and enjoy it. And no Eagles, but we got a lot going on next week at WIP, so stay tuned for that. Brandy Graham show on Monday night. We've got, what do we have on Tuesday? I guess Wednesday. Wednesday we've got, we're doing all the shows from Chickies and Pete's on Wednesday. And, well, whatever's going on, we'll let you know. The time now is 9:57, and as busy as your days are going to be and are, whether it's errands, it's the groceries, it's doing all kinds of things, sending the kids off to school, whatever you might be doing, whether the dad's just a full day of work, you know what you can do to make sure you get a little reward. Tasty Cake Treat. It is delicious. The cakes, the pies, butterscotch crimpets, my favorite. Peanut butter candy cakes, another one of my favorites, and the pies and the cakes are sensational. No matter where you are, choose what feels right, and you will enjoy them. You earned it, and you know you deserve it. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes.